Well, it was bedtime for Tommy and Jimmy, who were staying overnight with their grandparents. And while kneeling to say his prayers, Tommy began praying at the top of his lungs. "Dear God, for my birthday, I want some video games, a motorbike, a DVD player." "Whoa," Jimmy hollered. "Why are you yelling? God isn't deaf." "I know God isn't deaf," replied Tommy, "but Grandma is." In today's gospel, we have a woman who knows how to pray. And it seems at first that God is deaf to her prayers, but we see a reason why. And then we see how the Lord wanted her to continue to grow in her faith so that he would work a great miracle for her daughter. If you have your missalettes open to the passage today, it's a short passage from Matthew chapter 15. Take a look at this passage. It says, "The Lord withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon." See, most of the Lord's ministry was down in Galilee, around the Sea of Galilee. But today, he goes up to Tyre and Sidon. He goes up 30 miles north, and he goes up to the Mediterranean Sea, to these two huge cities, Tyre and Sidon, that were port cities, very wealthy pagan cities filled with Gentiles and Canaanites and Syrophoenicians and people that were not of the chosen people, not of the Jewish people. Why does the Lord go up there? Well, he would be out of King Herod's reach. Herod was plotting his death. The scribes and Pharisees were plotting his death. It was not yet the Lord's time. And so the Lord goes out of their political reach, and he takes the apostles 30 miles north to the Mediterranean Sea, to these large cities. And this way he could be alone with them, have some time on like retreat, just to spend time with the apostles. In fact, Tyre and Sidon is where modern-day Lebanon is. Well, so the Lord goes up there, and apparently the word gets out, because the Lord is known for healing and for doing miracles. And this Canaanite woman, St. Matthew tells us, heard that Jesus was in the vicinity, in that district. So she searches him out. She calls to him and says, "Have pity on me, Lord." Notice she calls him Lord. "Son of David," she calls him. "My daughter is tormented by a demon." Well, was this woman a believer? Was this Canaanite, this Gentile woman, did she truly believe that Jesus was Lord? Did she truly believe he was the Son of David? Maybe. And she calls out, "Son of David." Maybe she had heard that's what the Jewish people call their Messiah. And so she has such great love for her daughter, she's willing to go to this wandering rabbi, Jesus, to ask, "Please heal my daughter." But what happens is very interesting. The Lord ignores her, and he keeps walking, and he won't answer her. Apparently, from the scripture, it says she must keep talking and shouting and calling out because it irritates the apostles. And they said, "Lord, get rid of her. You know, she keeps calling out after us." Well, then the Lord talks to the woman and says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." That's an interesting point, because didn't Jesus come to save everyone? Didn't Jesus come to redeem the whole world? And the answer, of course, is yes. He came to save the Jews and the Gentiles. But at this time in his ministry, his focus was on the Jewish people, bringing the good news of salvation to the chosen people, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Later on, the Lord would send St. Paul and the apostles to convert the Greeks and the Syrophoenicians and the Canaanites. So they would get their opportunity for the gospel eventually. But right now, the Lord's ministry was to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to the chosen people. Well, then this woman continues to persist. We see this great perseverance in her. And she falls to the ground, kneels down, worships him, and says, "Lord, help me." Again, a very short but a very powerful prayer. But notice, again, the Lord does not work the miracle. He has another objection. "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. Now, that sounds harsh, doesn't it? Well, this woman probably did not speak Aramaic. Jesus probably spoke Greek to her. And in Greek language, there are two words for dogs. One is like a scavenger dogs, the street dogs, which were considered unclean by the Jewish people. But that's not the word that the Lord uses. The Lord uses a different word for a household pet, like a puppy. And so that makes it a little bit easier to understand. Jesus is saying, you know, when you feed your children, you don't take their meal, and instead of feeding them, you feed the pets, the household puppies instead, and neglect feeding your own children. So the Lord, you know, gives this objection. But again, this woman is so filled with love for her daughter and filled with faith and perseverance, she has a comeback. And she says, please, Lord, for even the dogs, the household puppies, get to eat the scraps that fall from the table of the master. So she's saying, yes, Lord, I understand that. That's your mission. But throw me a bone. Just give me a healing. Just throw me a scrap, and I'll be happy. And what does the Lord say? See, the Lord had brought her to a deeper faith. See, the reason why the Lord doesn't answer our prayers immediately is because he wants us to develop into the kind of people that he wants us to be. See, St. Monica had to pray for 20 years for Augustine's conversion. See, if Augustine was converted after 5 years or one day or 3 months, Monica would have never become St. Monica. It was because the Lord allowed her to pray for 20 years that she became a saint. See how God, in not answering our prayers right away, is developing virtues within us: patience, perseverance, humility, trust, confidence, whatever that might be. So you see how the Lord is bringing this woman along until her faith is ready. And she has great faith and perseverance. And she uses her wit and her perseverance to converse with the Lord. And then he finally says, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And it says immediately at that very moment, the daughter was healed. So what we see in today's gospel is a woman who really knows how to pray. She's a woman with humility because she worships and bows down before the Lord. She's a woman that shows respect to him. She has complete trust and confidence that he can work this miracle. She has courage. And again, she's a Canaanite coming to a Jewish rabbi, coming to him to ask for help. She shows incredible perseverance and a strong faith. So these are the qualities that we should have when we pray as well: humility, trust, confidence, perseverance, and above all, a strong faith in the Lord.